Debbie, you trained one of the UK's largest estate agency and letting agency groups in how to evolve and change. How can estate agents and letting agents evolve using technology and prop tech?
I think they have to look, first of all, look at where they have to be quite critical of their own business, first of all. I think you have to look at it through your staff eyes by listening to the frustrations from your staff, and then also look at it from the frustrations from your customers as well. So what you're doing right, what you're doing not so good, because every business has got areas that they can improve on. And then look at because that's where you're going to get your efficiencies. So it's looking at how you can change that and how you can use technology to do that as well, because it's not always a lot of the frustrations are things that are quite admin-y based or repetitive that can be solved by technology, and it's not to ignore the technology that is coming in the future or that's here now, some of it, but it's evolving constantly and you have to keep on doing it and to adapt.
I mean, let's be honest, as an estate agency boss, and you would have had the same working for a large group like that, you get pitched so much prop tech every single day. How could you spot good from the bad?
Well, actually, my last role for the last 2 years was actually doing that. So I would listen. I would do my research. I would listen, find out all the different technology companies. I'd go to the conferences, subscribe to James Dearsley's prop tech review, that type of thing. Very much finding out what is going on out there, and then getting the people in and talking to them, and then really sort of trying to understand what they were trying to achieve from that, and whether it's feasible, and actually was it something that we needed or not. And some businesses will need one particular tech, and other businesses that might not appeal to them, but it depends on where your focus is and what you're trying to achieve as a business as well.
I mean, there are a number of criticisms of prop tech. One of them is one that I'm quite famous for, is I think 80% of prop tech creates solutions to problems we don't have as an agent.
Yeah.
Did you see that when it was being pitched to you?
I did. I saw a lot of things in very early stages. I think what I got quite frustrated of at the beginning were things that were coming in. It's like, no, that's not a problem, guys. But this is a problem. Why don't you go off and look at this? And then come back to me. And also what I wasn't seeing very much at the start with all the prop tech is everybody was working in isolation. There was no collaboration. Now I'm starting to see the collaboration that's been happening probably in the last 6 to 9 months, I would say. But there wasn't the collaboration to start off with, basically.
Do you find, have you found over the last, you know, back end of 2018, early to mid 2019, that prop tech are listening to estate agents now?
They are. I think they still need to do it a little bit more, because I think they really need to understand what their issues are and what they need, rather than building something that they think they need. I think it is. I think actually where I was quite useful to a lot of prop tech people at the beginning, I was trying to give them a bit of a steer, and those that were wanted to know, that was great, because we got in quite early stages with some of the people and we were able to sort of shape so it's a partnership as well, so that you're actually doing something that's going to benefit them as well, because they've got a better product at the end. I think you have to do that.
I mean, you know, there are some prop tech conferences out there, of which I've known many people go, and the room's full of other prop tech people, and there's no estate agents.
Yeah.
So, you know, why is that?
I remember the first one I went to was on the top floor of a building overlooking the Thames, and I think I was one of only three estate agents in the room. I was quite shocked. I was completely shocked, even from some of the bigger, big corporates. They just weren't there. And even the last one I went to, it's still a lot of, I think estate agents and letting agents think, oh, it's not for me, it's never going to hit me. I don't need all this prop tech. You know, it's almost become a bit of a joke word at the moment. People are sort of thinking, oh, don't need this. but they need to be in there. They need to find out what is going on, what's actually possible, because there's lots of things that are possible that I didn't know before. And you educate yourself. You educate as to where technology is going and how it could benefit you in the future. It's not the be-all and end-all to the business. It's there to supplement your business so that you can then do the personal aspect that, you know, estate agents and letting agents are so good at.
Maybe in the next video, we could talk about what your favourite prop tech is and ideas for other prop tech firms on what business, you know, ideas they can do to help solve agents' problems.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.